Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 29, The Laws of Character, Part 2. The Shulchan Aruch begins with one that isn't quite popular today, and that is always cultivate the virtue of silence. There is great value to our words being calculated, speaking when there is something important, meaningful, productive, helpful, holy to be said, but our words should not just run. It quotes the Talmud that says, Kol hamarbe devarim mevichet. Whenever we speak too much about something or certainly someone, even if the conversation started off on a productive note, when there's excessive talk, it will often have a negative outcome in some way. Simcha, joy, is an important state of being. It should not be confused with being a jester or a fool or being silly. The Talmud says those are traits that are not good and will often lead to immorality or to sin. But joy is an internal state where one feels valued, one feels loved, and one feels that their actions really matter to Hashem and to other people, and from that place of simcha, we can operate best. Conversely, when one is in a place of melancholy, even though that itself is not a sin, it can, God forbid, lead to sin, because one of the greatest tactics of the evil inclination is to get someone feeling low about themselves, because they are vulnerable at that point to all sorts of unhealthy temptations. Needless to say, one is not in a position to do mitzvahs with alacrity and with strength when one is in a place of sadness. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, being that throughout our life we are always being bombarded with the temptations of this physical world, one could mistakenly want to run to the opposite extreme and say, hey, since envy and lust and honor are these bad character traits, I'm going to absolutely run away from a physical life. I'm not going to eat nice food. I'm not going to wear nice clothing. Let me try to live as spiritual a life as possible and abstain from the pleasures of this world. The Shulchan Aruch says, for most people, this is not holy. In fact, it is probably foolish. It quotes the biblical story of the Nazir, the Nazirite, who even only abstained from one thing, wine, and they did it for a good reason. And nonetheless, the Torah says that when the person is done being a Nazir, they have to bring a sin offering in the fact that they abstained from wine during that time. Certainly when it comes to a person deciding to deny themselves the pleasures of this world, you are actually not living the life that Hashem has intended. Hashem put us in this physical world to elevate, to refine physicality, not to escape from it. And more times than not, for regular folks like ourselves that are blessed with a healthy animal soul, when we deny it what it needs in a kosher way, meaning in accordance with the Torah and as outlined in Halacha, but we decide to go beyond that and prohibit a bunch of other things, as to divorce ourselves from a physical world, often it will resort to unhealthy habits in order to compensate. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it is enough what the Torah already says not to do. One need not look for additional prohibitions in their life. Now, I should note that this is not black and white. There are certainly times where one will go too far in one direction and will need to turn the steering wheel a little bit in the other direction for a period of time in order to eventually get back to that balanced place in the middle. That exactly is what the Nazir was all about. But nonetheless, as a way of life, Judaism is about engaging and elevating this physical world, not abstaining. Or port in the words of Chassidus, the animal soul is here to deal with, to educate it, to train it, as opposed to deny it and push it away and try to get it out of the way. That is not the mainstream Jewish approach for most people. And even if it feels holy at the time, it can often lead to negative consequences and is usually not sustainable. It is human nature, the Shulchan Aruch says, to be influenced by our friends and our colleagues and those around us in our community. As much as we think I'm an independent mind and I'm not influenced by others, that doesn't work. Either others affect you consciously or more times than that, it happens on a subconscious level. And even if one isn't directly affected by others, they might look around, see what everyone else who is on a very low spiritual level is doing, and pat themselves on the back and say, hey, I don't need to be doing much more. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch says it is important to surround yourself by holy people, people who do mitzvahs, engage Jews, in order that we learn from their deeds. And certainly this is why there is such great importance to living in a robust Jewish community, so you can have those social pressures and mitzvah opportunities and reminders all around you. And finally, along the same lines, there is a positive commandment in the Torah to associate ourselves with Torah scholars, to hang out with exceedingly righteous men and women in order that their behavior rub off on us. The biblical source for this mitzvah is a verse where it instructs us to cleave to Hashem, uledafka bo, and the sages ask, how is it possible to, so to speak, cleave to Hashem? And they answer, by cleaving to godly individuals. In a world of spiritual darkness, it is so refreshing and so absolutely critical to have this sort of relationship to a Rebbe, to someone that inspires us, to someone that lives an elevated life, that on those days that we're not feeling it ourselves, we can look at someone else and say, wow, look how real Hashem is for that person. Look how real Torah and mitzvahs is for that individual. Look how natural selflessness comes. Look at the way they teach Torah. And of course, this theme is of particular importance in the world of Chassidim. A Chassid has a Rebbe, someone that helps them develop their own relationship with Hashem, someone who can model what it means to live a life according to the truth. This takes all of the values that we learn about in Torah and shows us how it is applied in real life. Another application of this law is to get a spiritual mentor for oneself, someone to whom you can turn with questions, whether it's in relationships or children, or for questions and doubts that you have with faith, someone that you feel comfortable speaking to and is accessible. This idea of having a mentor, or in Hebrew, a mashpia, is something that the Rebbe very strongly encouraged, that we shouldn't live life always trusting ourselves, but we should have that individual to reach out to speak matters of the heart and soul. It's a tough way.